look, what I want is the truth. That's all we should all want here. And the idea that you should know the fruit of the investigation these many months in is naive and deceptive. People who have been around these investigations will tell you they take time. Those who are doing it on the Senate and House side say they take time. You've been misrepresenting the White House, what James Clapper said. When he said he had seen no collusion proof, that's accurate. But he also said it's because he didn't know anything about the investigation. Comey had been quiet about it. He wasn't privy to the record. He doesn't know the facts. See, that's very different. You don't like that part because you want, as the president says, for this to be a hoax. I get it. And that's why Comey being ousted just when that is heating up. Not back when he started his tenure. He didn't need anybody to tell him that Comey had been divisive within the agency. He knew all that.
You want me to ask the questions? Because you're giving all the answers.
Kellyanne, I've got to check what you're saying. I've got to provide the context for it. Because you're creating an image that doesn't reveal itself in fact.
Let me know when I can answer.
Knock yourself out.
Well, I'm going to knock this out of the park by telling you that I'm sure it'll go viral now that you use the words naive and deceptive. People think you use those words about me, although you were talking about a state of mind.
I'm talking about this narrative coming out of the White House.
That's the new thing to try to go viral. But here's those of us who do want the truth. Okay, the idea that you think that this was about Russia and not about an FBI director who just yesterday forced his bureau to correct sworn testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee where he said Huma Abedin had this practice. She had forwarded, quote, hundreds of thousands of emails.
So President Trump was so upset that James Comey was unfair to Huma Abedin that he fired him.
No, President Trump wants an FBI director who is impartial, who's not politicized, and who has the confidence and the trust of people in the Bureau, of Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill, of the Attorney General, of the Deputy Attorney General who oversees the FBI director, and of the President of the United States.
Why didn't he do it in January?
He had lost that.